Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller. Jim Colony, he's here. Producer Matt, he's working hard. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. It's Friday. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything is good. It is Friday. I'm just happy I was able to beat Ron Cook in this morning.
Yeah, he generally gets here pretty early.
How are you?
Yeah, he's not here. I'm doing good. Happy retirement day to Sarah Arbogast.
Yes.
Last day for her on KDK Morning News. So I saw the pomp. The one pomp was doing the traffic yesterday. I guess she's going to start on Monday. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Good for her.
Another pump in the business.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's that. Selena Pompiani.
Mm-hmm.
I seen her on TV. I seen her up on a TV yesterday. But, yeah, Sarah Arbogast to be able to sleep past 2 in the morning. Good for her and her retirement.
Exactly.
All right. Tell me if this is weird or not. So today is, I don't know what the math is, 57 or whatever years since Bill Mazeroski hit his home run down at Forbes Field, the site formerly known as Forbes Field. It's right there by the University of Pittsburgh Library, like Senate Street over in that area. So
people
go down every year, and there's not a whole lot of people, you know. I mean, I guess there are still people who are left around, but I would bet the majority of people weren't there live, although everyone who was alive at that time will tell you they were at Forbes Field, even if they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But so some people go down there and they sit where the wall is, where the area still remains.
Yeah.
And they, at the time that it happened, and I forget exactly what time it was. I don't know, 3 o'clock or so. Maybe a little later than that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. So they sit there and they have a radio, and some people play a radio replay on tape of that moment, and they sit all day and they recapture that Mazeroski home run in 1960, the walk-off against the New York Yankees, who, like, in aggregate total outscored the heck of the Pittsburgh Pirates. If you go back and look at that series, the Pirates heavy underdogs, Mazeroski hits the walk-off game 7, Pirates win 1960. That said, if you are part of that crew who does that, does that border on weird?
You know, it's funny. I think initially, yes, it's very, very bizarre. But I'll tell you, though, if my grandpa was alive and wanted to do that or had and has been doing it, I'd be curious enough to join him and see what it would be like.
Yeah, I think if you're an old-timer, you can get away with it. You're all right. I'm not – weird is the wrong word. Maybe eccentric. Like, if you're my age and you're going down there today, and look, everybody has their own whatever they want to do. I'm not stopping you.
It's such a Teen Wolf thing to do.
Yes. It's like I often preach that we should stop and slow
yes.
things down some. So, in effect, I guess it is doing that. But I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around how I feel about the people who do that.
I mean, good for them, and I'm sure they're on, you know, this is my 25th year of doing, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's a big number there. They all have been doing it, but it's just, now it's a tradition. Now it's more of seeing each other, maybe. I don't know. They turned into more of a tailgate gathering party-ish type feel, or so now they have no choice. It's a tradition. I'm a big fan of those.
That's the other thing, too. I wonder if there's one person. It feels like, because I've seen interviews from, Shummer, I believe, did a story a couple years ago, maybe even last year, where he's down there, he's interviewing people. It kind of feels like a subdued sort of crowd. Can you go down with, like, a party ball and just get cranked at this thing. Or what if you're the guy who pulls out a big J and you start smoking it right there on the street? And they're like, whoa, you're taking it a bit overboard. Like,
that's a question. Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
You think it's the same group and they don't want any more newcomers? Like, would they shun away the newcomers?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of crowd, and they don't want a whole lot of like outsiders coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see that they all email during the year. Hey, only 2 months left, you know, and then suddenly it's here. It's just us.
Yeah. Don't. Who's that guy? He wants to get in on the fun.
And someone emails in, hey,
I've been coming 23 years.
Is it okay if I bring a second cousin? He was kind of wanting to see us. They all have to vote on it.
In a big J. No, I'm just making that up. I wonder how rowdy it gets, though.
I guess I'm curious now.
See, now I am. Now I want to go down and do it my way. Like, can I set up? Because the cops don't care as long as you're not a college kid being dumb down there. Can you set up a table? I mean, look, like we tailgate everything. Can you set up a card table, a tailgate table? Because essentially, a tailgate table is a card table, fold-out table.
Of course, it is.
Can you set up a fold-out table with like Jell-O mold salad, whatever it's called, some chips, some buffalo chicken dip, a big J in a party ball, and just get ripped in the middle of the day in Oakland and listen to the Mazeroski broadcast? Because I don't want to sit there with a bunch of schleps that want to tell me about Bill James. I don't.
Well, that's probably that comes with it.
Right. But if I go, I want to liven it up, you know?
Well, you got to have more than one person wanting that, or then they call and they say the
they kick you out.
Yes, you're not welcome back. But I'm kind of curious. What do you think the over-under is on number of people that attend?
Yeah, like 30. I'm taking off. Let's take off. Let's do our broadcast from there next year, although it would be too early. But I might take the day next year, because next year it'll be on a Saturday, right? If it's on a Friday now, Matt goes, I don't know how the calendar works.
Know.
He just puts his arms in the air. But what if we just went down there and goes, wow, yes.
Or maybe by next year we can have an intern that we can send on a mission.
Yeah, guy texts me a picture of, guy texts me a picture, and it's a picture of this guy, and he says, pretty sure my driver goes. I don't know how this guy's his driver. He's a driver. He's that rich. And I'm pretty sure he has party favors. I was just kidding with that stuff. But these guys go, they get all wild and said, Colin, I drove by there yesterday with hundreds of people partying and was wondering what was going on. It was mostly young kids. Well, isn't today the day of Mazeroski's thing? When is it?
The young kids messed up.
Wait, hold on. Maybe it was just something else. Mazeroski home run. Was it yesterday or today? I might have messed up. Bill Mazeroski home run. Let's see. Da-da-da. October 13th. Yeah, it's today. It wasn't yesterday. Maybe those kids were a day early. Maybe they're partying something else. Maybe it was just because they were college kids. But what's the average age there? We got to find this out.
I want to know how many people go. I want to know who the youngest guy is. I want to know who's the ringleader.
Who brings the big J?
Who brings the big J?
Yes.
Sit near him, please.
Yes. Oh, let's just crash this next year and do it our way. Michelob party ball. Not that I drink Michelob, but can you take, remember those party balls?
Oh, of course.
We broke one once. We dropped it.
Did you really?
I was so mad. Yeah, we were like 18. We dropped it. It came in a box.
It had the pump.
Yeah, we broke it right on the back. And Eric, this kid was so rich, this Fox Chapel kid who I knew, Eric Nelson, he had a tennis court in his yard. And it was one of the ones that wasn't clay. It was like you had to roll it. You know,
yeah.
It was like hard true kind of material.
Uh-huh.
That was what it was called. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You had to get a little.
What color was it?
Greenish,
yeah.
Like greenish blue.
Yeah, I know.
And you had to get like a little steamroller
uh-huh.
sort of thing and walk in front of it, or you had to walk behind it, and you had to also sweep it like this big sweeper that you walked behind in front of it, and you dragged it behind you. So I'm like, oh, man, I can't drop this thing. We had to hide this party ball for like 2 days before his parents went out of town. So we hit it behind his tennis court, which I'm just a kid from Sharpsburg. I'm like, tennis court, man, I don't even, like, what is this? We play wiffle ball on this? And he had it in his yard. So we hit it, and I'm carrying his party ball, and I'm like, please make it. Please make it across this tennis court. I can't, because It's like sawdust material almost, this tennis court. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking
about, sure. And so I'm walking across it. I hand it to our other friend, and the jackaloon drops it right on this cement, and it broke. It just, because it was like a brownish tint, this party ball, you know? And it just cracked, and beer went everywhere. Everywhere. And I was,
boy, that was a home run, whoever bought that in.
Oh, we never drank it, though. We tried to salvage it.
That's not your first one, though.
No. But the party ball.
Yeah, the party ball.
How much beer was in the party ball? I got to look this up.
How much beer was in there? I don't know. I remember Coors came out with one. And
uh-huh.
It was a big hit in New Jersey. And
the Coors party ball, I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah, that was...
Do they still make Bud Light party balls?
Oh, is that a wonderful treat.
It says 5.16 gallon. That can't be right. I think we had a Michelob party ball for some... Uh-huh. Well, it was all we could get our hands on. But, yeah. Oh, man. It was a sixth barrel keg. So I don't even know. It was unbelievable. But
enough. It worked.
The idiot dropped it, though. I went to hand it to him.
Yeah.
And he dropped it, and it just cracked.
How do you drop it?
Well,
You said it was...
We were already in it, you know, not the party ball, but... And we were like 18, so we were like, oh, man, you know, you drink three beers in the day. It's like you're flying around in space. And so we dropped it, but back to what we were talking about. Do you think if we took beer and...
Yes, we'd be a hit. They would love us.
Okay.
They'd welcome us in.
All right. Oh, man, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
And a six-foot sub. We'll bring a sub. You do that.
12-foot sub.
12-foot. They'll absolutely love us.
I'm told they're called Dubs now, not Big J's. So we got to take Dubs down to this thing.
They both work. They both get you the same amount of time.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're doing it next year. Jim would be – you know what? They would love Jim.
Oh, he'd be the mayor.
They would talk to him. The whole time, I could still hear the sound of this party ball hitting that cement. And there were like steps on the way up from this tennis court.
Yeah.
If anybody lives there, the address is 67 Long Meadow. Whoever moved into that house, it has a big tennis court in the backyard. You can see it on Google
Earth.
And a big
stain.
Yeah, on the steps coming up from the tennis court. And I could just still see it to this day because it was like you could hear, womp, 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 womp. You could like hear our life shatter because we had like. Girls coming over, too.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, we're like, hey, we got a party ball.
And whispers that you came through.
Yeah, like, oh, my gosh, we got a party ball. And there were, like, five hot girls coming over. And they're like, hey, you guys got a party ball? We might have, like, three beers each. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Had one.
Yeah, bought that party ball.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah. Man.
So you had golf balls? Out of a backyard going in any direction at your other buddy's house.
Yeah, it was Labriola's house.
And then, okay, I'm just...
Yeah, Eric Nelson.
Keeping track of
people texting me. To this day, Eric Nelson telling people how I dropped the party ball, which I didn't. Paul Evans dropped it.
Well, word on the street is Jew.
No, I handed it to him. Paul Evans, son of the former Pitt basketball coach.
Okay.
Gave it to him. In his haze, he dropped the party ball above the tennis court. Which I'm still mad about to this day, because that was our key to like that we would have been. We still were had a big party at that house that night,
That
party ball was so. You had a Coors Light party ball?
Oh yeah, no, that was it. We had a buddy who worked at a hotel and had access to things, and we went and got them, and we were hit. You were always a big hit when you walked in with that thing.
2.5 gallons, I'm told, which actually isn't that much beer.
Sounds like it's a lot, but you're right, it's not.
It looks like a lot. Now, another guy says 5 gallons. I don't know. It just looked cool. It looked like you were pumping beer out of a spaceship.
It was the closest thing that you heard of, because I think Animal House was around, to a keg.
Yes.
So you felt like you were walking in and starting the party.
Plus, you could hide it in the woods behind a tennis court. What do you think, Matt? Matt saw this. What?
I'm seeing 5 gallons.
5 gallon party ball. Yeah. We got to find one. All right, we'll call our beer guys, see if they can get
we
us
should
a party
get one
ball.
For his tea in it. His green
for
tea.
Jim?
Get him a party ball tea.
Here's a guy. Drum roll. gives a new meaning to dropping the ball. Good call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Alejandro Villanueva at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. Ricky Jackson at the 7 o'clock hour. Jim Colony with DeCastro, that is a stunningly good interview. It's unbelievable. At 8 o'clock, Ray Fittipaldo at 9. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.